House lawmakers are scheduled to vote today on a stripped-down version of an economic stimulus package. The plan includes additional benefits for the unemployed and a tax incentive for new business investment. Earlier stimulus efforts passed the House but failed in the Senate. Meanwhile, there are signs that the economy is beginning to recover. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The latest evidence of recovery comes from the Federal Reserve, which said yesterday most of its regional districts have reported an improvement in economic conditions since the beginning of the year. The Fed's so-called Beige Book report comes on the heels of other encouraging indicators, including an increase in manufacturing in February and a decline in unsold inventory the previous month. Senior economist Scott Anderson of Wells Fargo Bank in Minneapolis says all of this suggests an end to the recession, if it really was a recession at all.
I believe it was a recession, but it was probably the mildest recession in the post-war period.
Unlike previous downturns, in which consumers typically cut back on spending, this one was caused primarily by a drop in business investment. Senior economist Tom Leeser of the UCLA Anderson Forecast says even though many people lost jobs, shoppers didn't stop writing checks or reaching for their credit cards, and consumer spending kept humming right along.
It's really more than held steady. It's been close to an outright boom in terms of durable goods. The fourth quarter of last year was unprecedented in terms of automobile purchases, and that's very much related to low interest rates. And that's been a strength in the downturn, but it's also going to be hard to match during the expansion.
Because consumers kept spending through the recession, there's little of the pent-up demand that ordinarily helps fuel a rebound. Even if they wanted to spend more, Leeser says, much of consumers' disposable income is now tied up making payments on past purchases.
There is an awful lot of debt held by households. The private sector of the economy has also lost a lot of wealth in the stock market downturn. In the last few days, it seems to be doing better, but I think it will be a while before that comes back.
Both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composite Index rose yesterday by about 1.3%. The general consensus among economists is that at least a modest recovery is near, if it hasn't already begun, but they'll also be watching closely when the latest unemployment figures are released tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News.